who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, hour two. Yeah, legendary moment coming at you. Greg Lloyd, my favorite player of all time. We had an amazing interview. You'll get to hear some of that coming up at you shortly. Up on Game presents Rhett Butler of Pretty Left Hook podcast. He'll be talking to me about the big fights tonight, UFC 276, as you heard. Make sure you check it out on the DraftKings app. KD requests a trade. Now, everybody's talking about KD after this Golden State victory and championship run. I have an opinion on that. Hope you enjoy it. And will Baker play for the Browns this season? Sounded like he didn't fully close the door on that opportunity or option or possibility. We're going to get to all of that right now in your head, on your face. Well, maybe not on your face, but in your ear with Up On Game. Here we go, hour two.
Let's go!
You want NFL experience? Then this is the show for you. This is Up On Game with LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plaxico Burress.
Did you hear that? LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, Plaxico Burress?
It's a show with three of the best to ever do it on and off the field. And now, here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
All right. Welcome into hour two of Up On Game. I'm LeVar Arrington. I will be holding it down solo dolo. I got my crew with me, though. I got my man Junior with me, Mr. Ramos. I got Ryan B., Ryan Berginger. And I have the great Isaac Lowenthal, who loves turtle noises with me. We'll be taking you through the next hour until 11 o'clock, or if you're on the East Coast, 2 o'clock hour. All right, everybody, if you want to check out us on Twitter, make sure you check out LeVar Arrington, Houshmandzadeh at Houshmandzadeh84, and Plaxico Burress, and at Fox Sports Radio. You can listen live on the foxsportsradio.com or the iHeartRadio app or SiriusXM 83. Shots out and thankfulness and appreciation to all of our affiliates out there that have chosen to carry Up On Game and support us. Shots out to all of the supporters of the Up On Game brand, Up On Game Presents. We have so much great content that we try to put in front of you and keep you entertained. And, well, I'll give you our perspectives on what's going on in sports and culture. This first segment, I got to tell you guys, it means a whole lot to me because this week's legendary moment is Greg Lloyd. Greg Lloyd was and is still my most revered, my favorite player of all time. You guys may remember him as the part of the second iteration of the Steel Curtain, a linebacker for the Pittsburgh Steelers. You want to talk about one of the most amazing careers, one of the more dominant football players in that era. You know, that linebacking core was one of the greatest of all time. It's interesting hearing some of the stories as to why they weren't able to stay together longer than what they ended up staying together for. But you're talking about Kevin Green and Chad Brown and LaVon Kirkland, Captain Kirk, and Greg Lloyd, of course, who, if you didn't know, is Master Lloyd. He's a 17th degree black belt in Taekwondo. One of the most phenomenal football players, was mean as hell as a football player. And one thing that I really, really enjoyed during my interview with him before we get to the soundbite is pretty interesting for me. I'll share a personal story as it applies to Greg Lloyd. In fact, I have several. When I was younger, obviously, I looked up to the Pittsburgh Steelers because I'm from Pittsburgh. And I can recall when I was 14 years old, the first time I had ever seen Greg Lloyd in person was in Barcelona, Spain. They were playing an exhibition game against San Francisco. I was actually a guest to play basketball in some exhibitions over there connected to, you know, the football game that was being played, which is funny. I met Richard Grieco over there too, if you're a 21 Jump Street fan, which, why was he in Barcelona, Spain? Probably to see the game, I would assume. But there was a fiesta celebration, and at the fiesta celebration, both teams came together, you know, wives, families were there. They were having this whole meal. And I recall I was standing on the wall. Like, it's almost like it's just surreal. But I was a big Andre Hastings fan, receiver out of Georgia, if you recall. Yancey Thigpen, he was standing there. Charles Johnson was there. And I was just remember standing there hanging out with them. And then I saw Greg Lloyd walk in. And Greg Lloyd sat down at the table with a few people. I remember Eric Green, the tight end, was one of those guys that sat down at the table. And we walked over and we were snapping pictures. And back then, this were the disposable cameras where you snapped the picture, you wind it, and you roll again with it, right? So it's like Kodak or something like that. So we're there, and one of my buddies walked up on him and wanted to take a picture and get his autograph. I was too nervous to do it, so I kind of stayed back. But my friend went up to him and asked for a picture and an autograph. And G. Lloyd grabbed the camera, smashed the camera with his hand, just crumbled it up in his hand, and told him to get out of his face and get away. He moved away, and I recall I was like, well, not going to go meet Greg Lloyd today. Yeah, that won't happen. And that was my first impression. That was my first interaction, well, maybe kind of far away interaction with Greg Lloyd. And then maybe a year later, when I was in high school, I went to TGI Fridays. He lived near me in Ross Township. I think he was more in Mechanicalist. But I seen him at a restaurant, and I was like, man, I'm playing ball. I think I had already won a state title as a freshman. I think I was in my sophomore year of high school. And I said, I'm going to go up and I'm going to speak to him. And I walked up to him and I put my hand on his shoulder and said, Mr. Lloyd. And he said, that's right, it's Mr. Lloyd. And he looked at my hand and I removed my hand from his shoulder. And I said, it's so great to meet you. I'm LeVar Arrington, da-da-da, play at North Hills High. I've been such a fan of you for so long. He was like, kid, I'm eating dinner with my wife. Get out of here. And I was like, it was really great meeting you, Mr. Lloyd, man. I tell you what, you are the man. And I walked away. And you know what? It kind of changed my approach to how I played. I wanted to be the meanest, most dominant football player at the linebacker position. And the moments that I saw him in person totally matched what I saw when I watched him on film. I probably have so many hours of countless time watching and studying the style and technique and the brand of football that Greg Lloyd played with, and I will always appreciate that. And it's cool to say that I can call him a friend to this day. I paid my dues. And I was scrubbed as a kid, but ultimately met him as a grown man and as an adult, and we have a mutual common respect and a mutual admiration for one another, and it means the world to me. I had the opportunity to interview him. Take a listen here. You can get the full interview on Up On Game Presents Conversations with a Legend, but take a listen to this. Pretty cool sound bites from the interview. This is this week's legendary moment.
Up On Game presents Conversations with a Legend. And now, this is your legendary moment.
Defensive guys were getting on offensive guys and telling offensive guys, y'all get y'all together, you know, and stuff like this right here. Or, like me, I would tell DeMonte and them would go out on the field and they would, you know, they would get a fumble or something like that, and they'd be coming out the field, and DeMonte, you know, one of the nicest person in the world, DeMonte Dawson, he'd be walking out the field, go, oh, Brother Grant, oh man, we're gonna get that back. And I would turn around and look at him and say, hey, I'm glad y'all fumbled, because then nobody come to watch y'all anyway, they come to watch us. You see what I'm saying? It's a mentality. You sit on the sideline and you go, I can't wait till these
hey, throw an interception. Go get some so popcorn, get, player.
You know?
Fumble
you know,
it again.
Yeah,
we here to work.
They come to watch us. They didn't come to watch you guys. So y'all right. Fumble that get off the field so people can come watch what the real show is. Now, I wasn't saying it in a disrespectful way. I'm saying it in a way like, okay, you know, I can really take these guys if I want to, and I don't want to do it to my teammate, but I got, how do you spin something positive off of something negative?
That's a come up though. You got to accept the challenge on that.
It doesn't resonate, you know, with these guys. And I understand that rules have changed and stuff like this, but has the heart changed?
Yeah.
Has the heart changed? What makes you not want to make that guy in front of you quit playing football? You ain't got to play dirty. You just beat his
right.
You just beat his every play. Talk to him, go, but oh, you can't talk no more because it's called taunting now. You can't
right.
go over there. You can't jog around the field doing warm up and tell the quarterback, hey, every time I run by here, you gonna shut him. You know, we used to say stuff like that.
Yeah, so
go,
of course.
People go, man, y'all crazy. Yeah, we used to do that because that was real football. It was real football then, you know.
Yeah.
And if you out here playing a man's game and somebody running through the field say something crazy to you and you go nut up, that's on you.
That's right.
That's on you. That's why
that's
we
part
have,
of it.
But that's why we have a training camp to get rid of niggas like that.
That's right.
You feel me? That's
yeah.
what training camp is about. Training camp is about getting rid of all these who think they want to play football.
That's right.
And then you line up the next day, you be like, somebody missing.
I tell you what, if you wanted to know what was going through my head during the course of a football practice, a football game, it generally resonated from the influence that I received from Greg Lloyd. I tried to be nasty. I tried to be mean. And I tried to be the toughest SOB that was in the practice, on the field, in the games. It was something that meant everything to me to try to establish that type of reputation. So, you know, it was amazing to listen to Greg Lloyd speak. That was just a small snippet of the entirety. It was an hour long. We had to make it into, I think, a four-part interview series. So just be on the lookout for that. Three have already dropped. He talks about T.J. Watt coming into signing and not paying his respects to Jack Ham, Rocky Blyer, I want to say, Franco Harris, Chad Brown, Levon Kirkland, and Greg Lloyd himself. There are so many different things he mentions. We talked about the Hall of Fame and why, I mean, he should be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, he should be a Hall of Fame defensive player in my humble estimation. We talked about that, and he had some really, really, really strong opinions on that, too. It was just really an enjoyable interview, so make sure you check that out on Up On Game Presents Conversations with a Legend. After this break, we're going to bring on my man, Rhett Butler. I've been telling you guys about this. I'm going to read it to you in a few seconds shortly. UFC 276 is taking place. Got some big fights taking place. Who better than to talk about those fights than my man, Rhett Butler of Up On Game Presents Pretty Left Hook. We'll be right back after these messages. You're listening to Up On Game. I'm LeVar Arrington. Plex and TJ taking the weekend off, getting that 4th of July barbecuing started today. So hope they're enjoying. Hope you guys are enjoying. We'll be right back. NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code UPONGAME and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code UPONGAME. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
It's an epic fight night. That's right. UFC 276 is here, and two titles are on the line. Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC. New customers can bet $5 on any fighter to win and get $100 in free bets, win or lose. Whether it's a victory by KO, submission, or decision, you win no matter what. And with DraftKings same game parlays, you can turn another small bet into a big payday. Combine multiple bets like which fighter will win, number of knockouts, and more. For UFC 276, you can place a same game parlay, and if it hits, you'll win double. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code UPONGAME. Bet $5 on any UFC 276 fighter to win and get $100 in free bets no matter what. That's code UPONGAME this Saturday at DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC. 21 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Tennessee. Call or text Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. That's 467-369. Welcome back into the show, everyone. The reason why that read is so relevant is because, well, there's some big fights taking place tonight. And like I said, who better to talk about them than my man from Pretty Left Hook Podcast on the Up On Game Presents Network, my man Rhett Butler. Welcome into the show, Rhett. What's the dealio?
Ball, what's good, man? I heard you here by yourself, man.
Yeah, man, you know, hey, sometimes, you know, sometimes you just gotta carry the load. Plex and TJ are out.
I know, that's right.
They're handling their business. They started July 4th weekend. So enjoy the festivities. We just going to knock it down. You know, it's just sports. We just talking sports, Rhett, and right now we talking some fight sports.
All day. And there are some great bangers happening this weekend. We're going to knock those down.
Talk to me.
UFC 276 is coming. This is Israel Adesanya. This is the big show. You know, Israel Adesanya came into the UFC and really made a name after transitioning from kickboxing to MMA. Obviously, he had an amazing, amazing fight with Anderson Silva a few years ago that really catapulted his name. And then he's just been on a win streak. You know, he went up to light heavyweight one time. Didn't work out for him, but still got to give him props for going up another weight class and going straight for a belt. But at middleweight, he is dominant, and who else to fight but the number two guy, which is Jared Cannonier from Dallas, Texas. This kid is interesting, Barr, because Jared went from starting a career at heavyweight, then went to lightweight. Now, he was heavyweight for like 5 years, light heavyweight for like three, and now he's middleweight. So most people are going up in weight as they age. This kid's going down in weight, which is kind of strange, but he's being successful. So it's a great fight. As obviously, Israel Adesanya calls himself the last style bender. He has a very unique style. Mm-hmm. He's becoming very pop culture relevant. And he's really taking that slot from Conor McGregor in terms of the hype value.
Yeah, he does hype things up quite a bit. I mean, he's very culturally, you know, kind of connected. A lot of people like his kind of his disposition, kind of his kind of, is it safe to say his arrogance as to how he approaches what's going on? I mean, and he's a lot taller than Cronier, and it's interesting at 6'3". I mean, it looks as though he outmatches Jared in this fight. Is there something we should be looking for that could actually work against Israel in this fight in particular?
Yeah, you know, the good thing about Israel Adesanya is he's like a video game character. You know, he's like Dhalsim in Street Fighter with the long arms, the long legs that seem to stretch. But Jared Cannonier, especially when you're talking about mixed martial arts, the difference maker in size is always the takedown. Now, as we know, Israel Adesanya is a pretty well-rounded fighter, but if he has his own choice and his druthers about it, he's going to keep it on the feet and beat you up. Jared is going to probably try to take him down, even out the playing field a bit, and then work those elbows. You know, Jared's been pretty successful with the elbows. He knocked out a couple of guys with some elbows, man. He knocked out Derek Brunson, who's not an easy fight at all. He knocked him out in the second round in his last fight at UFC 271 with elbows, which pretty much got him this fight. And I think Israel, if he's smart, he's going to keep the distance and work the jab and also counter, because Jared Cannonier is not really good when somebody's throwing straight down the middle and then countering outside and after moving out the way. So I think if Jared tries to strike with Izzy, he has a high potential of getting knocked out. But if he frustrates Izzy, shoots in, takes him to the ground, and tries to work him on the ground, then he'll have a high chance of possibly winning a fight by decision, or maybe even submitting or beating him down on the floor.
What if you had to give the handicappers out there, the bettors out there, some advice on what's good money? What would be good money bets?
Good money bet would be Israel Adesanya in either the third or the fourth. If not, then I would just do straight Israel Adesanya unanimous. I know Israel is the not so smart bet. He's minus 500 right now, last I checked, and then Jared is plus 340. But I will say this, Jared Cannoner, he's very focused. This kid does not play games. I think he really believes he can beat Israel Adesanya. So if you go for that bet for the long shot and try to get paid, it's not a bad move. But Israel's on a six-fight win streak. This kid is very cocky, to Var's point, and he really believes he's the best in this division, and he's trying to own this. So, you know, even though it's not, you know, the best price range right now at minus 500, it's still probably the safer bet to go with Izzy. And check it out. Drake went on Instagram Live with Israel yesterday and bet $1 million on Israel. So Drake hasn't been successful in the past with these last few bets.
That's a curse.
I think he's going for the bet that he knows is the safer one with Israel.
I feel like that's a curse. Jeez.
Drake is the curse. Right now.
All right, let's talk about Jake Paul. I mean, you talk about him at length, and I think you speak on the people signing with the WWE and how, you know, these things, your vantage point of them. Give me a little bit of what's the latest on Paul and others that, you know, you've spoken about on your podcast.
Absolutely. Yes. On the latest episode of the Pretty Left Hook podcast on the Up On Game Presents Network, we go in depth about Jake Paul, whose next fight has been announced against Tommy Fury, younger brother to Tyson Fury, who's the current heavyweight champion of the world. So my take overall on the Paul brothers, especially me being a Boxing Writers of Association of America writer, and I also have an International Hall of Fame vote. I wasn't a believer at first. You know, I'm gonna take Logan Paul off the table because I think he's here purely for the shenanigans. But I will say that Jake Paul is taking boxing very serious. He does realize that he lies in a gimmicky zone where his fights are gonna always be seen as a bit of a sideshow. But I do believe that Jake Paul taking on a Tommy Fury is to prove to the world that he is ready to start fighting boxers. He's been highly criticized by people such as Le'Veon Bell, who's been coming at him saying, you know, fight a real boxer. Even though Le'Veon clearly is an NFL player, but he said he's been training in the offseason for so long that he feels like he has
hands. Who's going to fight Adrian Peterson?
Yes, who is currently about to fight Adrian Peterson, absolutely, right. In August as well. But I think, you know, Jake Paul hears the noise. He hears people seeing him fight MMA fighters that some might feel are washed up or past their prime.
Well, only one, right? He's only fought one MMA fighter that he's beat up twice.
He fought two. He fought the first one was Ben Askren.
Okay,
and then the second
right.
one
then,
was Tyron Woodley twice.
Right. But I think everybody remembers the Woodleys.
People remember the Woodleys. They're fresh. And then, obviously, the last Woodley fight clearly knocked Tyron all the way out. So,
right.
You know, that was a major statement for Jake. And I think Jake taking on Tommy Fury, who has not dabbled in other sports, he has literally gone from, you know, reality shows in Britain to being a boxer only under his big brother, Tyson Fury, which the Fury name holds major weight, obviously, in boxing at the moment. So this is Jake Paul's coming out party for boxing. But Jake Paul was really smart, Var, because he's co-maining event with his fighter, which is Amanda Serrano. For
right.
those who don't know, Amanda Serrano is the real deal in boxing. I'm not even going to segment it by gender and say in women's boxing. She's the real deal in boxing. So he's taking her under his wing. He's getting her million-dollar paydays. This will now be her second time in the Garden because this fight will be in Madison Square Garden. She just had the biggest women's fight ever in Madison Square Garden against Katie Taylor for Undisputed, which she lost in a very slim margin. So the fact that Jake Paul is championing women's fighting, he's championing Amanda Serrano, having her be on the same level of him in terms of marquee value, he gets the fact that he has to win over the purists like myself. And the fact that he's fighting Tommy Fury is a major statement because if he beats Tommy Fury, although he's not a high-level boxer at only 8-0, and I think Jake is 5-0, it's still a major statement to defeat a Fury. They also have a side bet going where Tyson Fury bet $1 million to Jake Paul that Jake Paul will lose to his brother Tommy Fury. So it's getting very interesting right now in the game.
You got to love it. I mean, from the entertainment aspect of it, and then there's the whole conversation of why we're talking about kind of exhibition fights. I mean, how much relevance or how much validity is there to Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather locking it up another time, one more time for a fight. Is there any more details on that?
You know, I would say right now we know that Floyd has a fight coming up in Japan under the Ryzen banner. Ryzen is kind of like a mixed combat discipline organization out of Japan. They normally hold their fights in the Saitama Super Arena in Japan, which is a huge place. He's going to be, I forgot the guy's name, but he's fighting a MMA fighter that wants to box Floyd in Japan, and it's a Japanese fighter. Once Floyd gets past that, can Conor be on the table? You know what? If Conor's smart, he would do an exhibition fight against Floyd, and I'm going to tell you why. He keeps flirting with coming back to MMA. He keeps calling out people in MMA that he wants to fight, like Kamaru Usman. You know, Conor, at this point in time, it's like Marvin Hagler said, it's hard to get out of bed at 4 in the morning to do road work and silk draws. Conor's made a lot of money. Very difficult to be an MMA fighter with the amount of coaches you need to have, the amount of training you need to have, and do it on that level. This guy has tasted championships on the multiple levels in the UFC. He was the first champ in the UFC when he held the lightweight belt and the welterweight belt. So I get it, Conor. This is what got you here. Floyd made you rich. MMA made you popular. However, I think his time has passed. He's been catching nothing but L's in MMA. And clearly Floyd carried him, in my opinion, and I was at that fight when Mayweather fought Conor. He carried him the whole fight, in my opinion, and then Floyd took him out when he was ready to go home. So at the end of the day, an exhibition would be better because that was a pro fight when they fought. An exhibition against Floyd would be better. It has nothing to do with anybody's record. Floyd is still killing the game with exhibitions and getting money. And for Conor, you can stay relevant, get a nicer bag, and not have to worry about the demons and killers that are in MMA right now that will clearly take his head off just for the reputation alone.
Right. That's Rhett Butler, my man from Pretty Left Hook Podcast, Up on Game Presents. I mean, I love your work. I've always been a fan of your work. And, man, I can't always say enough to say we're so happy to have you on the network. So make sure you guys check out Pretty Left Hook Podcast. That's on Up on Game Presents. That's Rhett Butler, my man. I appreciate you, brother. Enjoy your holiday. Enjoy some. Are you cooking? What? Are you going to a cookout? Are you chilling? Are you doing the cookout? What's the plan?
I think a mix of both, but you know, I got a young lady right now bringing me some lobster, man. We about to make some lobster rolls to start, man. We bougie this year, Var. We in the house.
Hey, man, you've been at the top of your game for quite some time, man. So you know what? You've earned the right to be able to enjoy your lobster, man. So go ahead and do your thing, brother. I appreciate you, and we'll be in touch with you soon.
Rest up, man. Thank you, man.
All right. My man, that's Rhett Butler of Pretty Left Hook Podcast. Make sure you check out UFC 276. All right. Make sure you download the DraftKings app. Use code Up on Game to get a free shot at millions of dollars up for grabs this week with your first deposit. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. ILO. What's trending, sir?
LeVar, it's turning into a busy Saturday of NBA news. Yahoo Sports reported a short time ago that free agent superstar James Harden is meeting with the Philadelphia 76ers today in the Hamptons to begin negotiating a new multi-year deal.
Earlier, interesting.
Very interesting, especially the location, the Hamptons.
Yes.
Favorite spot of NBA negotiations, a la Kevin Durant a couple of years ago.
A lot of negotiations.
Oh, yes. Extending throughout the NBA and the sports world and there other worlds. Earlier, ESPN reported Cleveland Cavaliers All-Star guard Darius Garland agreeing on a five-year, $193 million extension.
Sheesh.
In the NFL, embattled Washington Commanders owner Dan Snyder has launched a blitz against the Washington Post. Today, the newspaper publishing an article summarizing allegations made against Snyder in depositions that were made to the House Oversight Committee. The Post offered Snyder a chance to respond to the allegations, and a Commander's spokesperson replied, and I quote, despite Mr. Snyder's continued apologies.
Hold on, Aldo. You got to be a tad bit more schmuck. A little bit more. Give me a little bit more schmuck.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm literally going to turn my nose up. So that'll allow a little more performance-enhancing substance of pomposity, if you know what I mean. Okay, so I'm going to turn my nose up and I'll try it again.
All right,
as you suggested. Here we go.
Yes, let's try it again.
Despite Mr. Snyder's continued apologies and regret for the historical problems that arose at the team, the Washington Post goes out of its way to assail his character and ignore the successful efforts by both Dan and Tanya Snyder, together with Jason Wright and Coach Ron Rivera, for over the past 2 years.
Whopping.
To bring about a remarkable transformation to the organization, the Snyders will continue to focus on their league-leading fight to bring greater respect and much-needed diversity and equality to the workplace in the face of constant and baseless attacks from the media and elsewhere. Unquote. You know, the turning my nose up thing really worked. Thank you.
That was so good, Ilo. I mean, I got to tell you, your ability to adapt and adjust on the fly like that, that's why you're a legend. That's why you are a legend,
you,
sir.
You inspire me and motivate me. What can I say? By the way, in case you're keeping score out there, Dan Snyder, Washington Post, since Snyder purchased the team in 1999, the Commanders have won a playoff game twice. During that same time, the Washington Post has won the Pulitzer Prize 39 times.
Oh, wow.
Just in case you're keeping score at home. Speaking of keeping score.
And that's not the only paper that has gone after him, by the way.
No, absolutely.
But yeah, anyway.
Not even close. Yeah.
And City
that's
paper.
That's a very good point. I mean, you know. Yeah, oh, I've do seen, you know?
Yeah, I've seen a few things.
Speaking of Washington and Major League Baseball, the Washington Nationals just announced that they've exercised the 2023 contract options on President of Baseball Operations and General Manager Mike Rizzo, as well as Field Manager Dave Martinez. And on the scoreboard right now, the Tampa Bay Rays have a 4-1 lead at Toronto, bottom of the fifth inning in Game 1 of a doubleheader. Also in Game 1 of a doubleheader, the Yankees have a 4-2 lead at Cleveland after four innings. On that note, LeVar, back to you.
I appreciate it. Now, let's take it on over to you, Ryan B. What is the latest on the KD request trade? What are we hearing?
Well, the latest thing is that Chris Mannix of Sports Illustrated did report that the asking price for the Nets is astronomical, as it should be. They're looking for two all-star caliber players at least, and a whole slew of draft picks, and they're, according to sources, are saying that if teams can't offer that, well, then they need to go out and get that so that they can.
You know, here's my opinion about the KD situation. I know KD from way back when I was in DC. He frequent with my restaurant, The Sideline. Dope dude, got a chance to see him play at Berry Farms and different things like that. You know, I'm curious as to the idea of wanting a trade from Brooklyn. I feel like my biggest concern here is a player that's in their prime. It kind of hits me differently when they're traveling from team to team to team. Now, we've seen LeBron do it. And he's done it, and he's won championships at every stop. I think a large part of why so much scrutiny comes down on LeBron James from some of the basketball purists is that he had to go to different places to get it done. I'm looking at, you know, historically, guys that have won at like such a high level. Sure, there have been guys that have changed teams, like, you know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar changed teams, you know, before he won. Shaquille O'Neal changed teams before he won, you know, but I almost feel like, okay, you change one team, you go and win a whole bunch of championships. What you do after that, you know, maybe it doesn't matter as much. But when you think about guys like, you know, MJ, when you think about guys like Isaiah Thomas, or you think about, you know, Magic Johnson, some of the greatest to ever do it, Bill Russell. I just feel like, you know, Larry Bird, throw Larry Bird in there, you know, Steph Curry and today's NBA, right? Not the one back in the day, but today's NBA. You got Steph Curry. I just feel like the best of the best, the greatest of the greats, the goats of goats did it in one place. I mean, Kobe Bryant, you know, they all did it in one place. And while you may see here and there, there may be a sprinkle of players that have changed settings to go win, I just feel like the goats of goats didn't really do that. I mean, I would say maybe LeBron is the only goat of goats that you can say kind of, you know, I guess gets a pass on doing it. I feel like it's a dangerous situation in terms of the legacy play for Kevin Durant to keep changing teams. It's only a personal opinion. I don't want it to take away from his brilliance and his greatness as a player, because I do think he's a brilliant and great player of this generation of basketball NBA players. I find it to be a tad bit odd when a guy has to keep going from team to team to team. But hey, that's my take on it, and I wish KD the best on that. We got Baker Mayfield. Did he open the door? Did he keep the door open on possibly playing with Cleveland next season? We'll talk about that on the other side of this break.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody. Welcome back into Up On Game. I'm LeVar Arrington. Hope you guys are enjoying your holiday weekend. Be safe. Be kind. Do something nice for someone else other than yourself. But if it is yourself that you do something nice for, then you know what? Be appreciative for what you did for yourself. All right. Hey, listen, it's been a great show. If you missed anything, make sure you go check out the Up On Game podcast. We had a legendary moment with Greg Lloyd. You'll want to hear that. On Your Head was really good with James Jackson of the Straight Facts podcast. Man, we brought on Rhett Butler from Pretty Left Hook podcast talking about the UFC event tonight. Just so many great things that took place on the show today. So if you missed anything, make sure you check it out. Before we leave and turn it over for the next show, we got to talk Baker. We couldn't get out of the show without talking Baker. Ryan B., you got the sound on this, because to me it sounds like Baker Mayfield is keeping the possibilities and the door open to possibly playing for the Browns.
But I think a lot of people think if they didn't have a quarterback for the next year, would there be any chance of reconciliation there?
No, I think for that to happen, there would have to be some reaching out. But we're ready to move on, I think, on both sides.
Whew. I mean, reaching out. I mean, I'm saying he said no, and they're ready to move on. But are they really? You know, sometimes you say you don't want somebody, but you really on the inside, you know you do. Listen, I don't think that Baker Mayfield likes the way things have been handled. Clearly, you can't like the way things have been handled. You bet on yourself. You went into the season. You were banged up much of the year. So were your teammates and your team. The year didn't end the way that you would have liked for it to end it. You have a powerful offseason. You add some interesting weapons. And then seemingly right when everything seemed to be in place, they go and make the decision to bring in Deshaun Watson at the price tag that they did. Now, everything would make sense outside of if Deshaun Watson didn't have everything going on that he has going on. It looks like, I mean, possibly, I could be wrong, but it looks like he's going to be suspended for the season and indefinitely. I got to say, if I'm Baker Mayfield, I certainly keep that door open, because it's going to be difficult to find a suitor that's going to take on that guaranteed fifth-year contract option that Cleveland exercised that they're trying to recoup from. And for him to be in a situation where he could actually start and be in an offensive system that he's familiar with, because he hasn't had OTAs or mini camps, he could go in, he's familiar with the players, he's familiar with the coaches, and he could up his stock for a trade to take place value-wise to go into just a different contract. Or look at it this way: he becomes a free agent. I mean, this is it. This is the last part of his deal. You know they're not going to franchise tag him. So to me, I think that if Baker Mayfield were to find himself in a scenario where going back and playing for the Cleveland Browns was feasible, I think it is. I think it makes sense. And against all odds, even though it is maybe not the best of circumstances to have to return to do it, I think that if he does, and if this were to actually really come to pass and happen, he has a chance to put himself in maybe one of the most heroic positions that a pro athlete could do it. A team in need, a great fan base in Ohio in need, getting Baker Mayfield to come back, and not to mention if they were actually able to win with him coming back. I think he gives them a better opportunity than Jacoby Brissett, and we'll see what happens. We'll see how it plays out. Listen, you've been blessed with a two-hour Up On Game show. As I mentioned, I want you guys to enjoy your July 4th Independence weekend. Take it easy. Be safe and make sure you stay locked in, because Fox Sports Radio gives you the best sports talk radio in the game. Enjoy your weekend. I'm LeVar Arrington. We up out of here.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.